Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, June 21st, 2019. Today is the International Day of Yoga. Many German states, including Berlin and Brandenburg, are battling an explosion of the oak procession caterpillar, which is covered in up to 63,000 highly toxic hairs and can cause extreme allergic reactions in humans, including painful rashes, fever, and breathing problems. The skin rash on dozens of children after visiting a playground in the Berlin Plänterwald was not caused by chemicals, according to authorities. Per a statement from the district Treptow-Köpenick on Wednesday, contamination of the water in the play area can be excluded, as no biological agents were used. Doctors had told several affected persons that it was clearly a reaction to the poisonous hair of the caterpillars. The insects had already been removed and collected from several trees in the vicinity of the play area during the previous week, but last weekend there had been another appearance. The district stressed, quote, "Since a complete removal of the caterpillars cannot be guaranteed, the play area will remain closed until all of the remaining caterpillars reach their chrysalis stage." In this recent case of infected individuals, the police reported on Monday that they had begun investigations into dangerous bodily harm. It was suspected that anti-caterpillar chemicals had been sprayed and that this could have caused a rash on at least 31 people, most of them children. More than 470 children and adolescents from Vietnam have been reported missing in Berlin since 2012. Police research indicates that they initially were brought to Germany by well-organized smuggling organizations. According to research from RBB, many minors were apprehended by police and federal police while attempting illegal entry and then handed over to the responsible youth welfare offices. But a police spokesman said that in many cases, the children would disappear again after a short time from the institutions. Most of the missing persons reports would come from welfare employees. In Brandenburg, the police confirmed that since 2013, exactly 33 children and adolescents of Vietnamese origin have been missing. Most of them were male. The federal police told RBB that the number of Vietnamese who had entered Germany illegally had been rising for years. International human traffickers smuggled people from Moscow via the Baltic states and Poland to Germany and Western Europe, charging up to 15,000 euros per person. In recent months, customs had repeatedly met with illegally employed Vietnamese, including minors, during raids against Schwarzarbeit or working without paying taxes in Vietnamese nail studios. From Monday, June 24th, long-distance buses from the France-based BlaBlaBus will be on the road in Germany, and Berlin will be one of the 17 German cities to be served. From Berlin, buses will travel to Hamburg, Bremen, Düsseldorf, Frankfurt am Main, Munich, and Dresden, also making stops at the central bus station on Kaiserdamm and at Tegel Airport. Potsdam will also be served daily. With promotional prices starting at 99 cents for a domestic trip, the new company wants to take the market share from its powerful competitor, Flixbus. BlaBlaBus also wants to score points with comfort, including free Wi-Fi and electrical sockets. BlaBlaBus passengers have to plan for relatively long journey times, however. A trip from Berlin to Hamburg takes almost 5 hours, three times as long as on the ICE. If you want to travel from the Berlin bus station to Dresden, it takes 3 hours and 25 minutes. By train, it would just take over 2 hours. Christoph Gipp, managing director and head of mobility at the IGES Institute, remarked that BlaBlaBus has, quote, "a good product. Now the customers have the choice." He is curious to see how BlaBlaBus will maintain its commitment in the long term. As the European market leader for car-sharing agencies, BlaBlaCar, the parent company, is also well anchored in its core business and enjoys a high degree of recognition. Video cameras in the nearly 350 patrol cars of the Berlin police are increasingly being used to preserve evidence. This is the result of an answer given by the Senate to a question by FDP Member of Parliament Marcel Lütte. Last year, the cameras filmed around 3,900 cases. In 2017, they were switched around around 3,250 times by the officers on patrol to document an operation, and in previous years, the numbers were even lower. The number of cases in which films were not automatically deleted after 24 hours, but remained stored to preserve evidence, also increased. This happened 48 times in 2018, 25 times in 2017, and even fewer in previous years. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.